It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I got a weekend off. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a weekend off. I was just telling Michelle as we got up here this morning, when was the last one? And then I looked at my schedule. When's the next one? Not complaining. I just prayed that the Lord would keep us busy and that he would open doors. And as my little grandson prayed the other day, that he would open doors and I'd walk through them. And I just thank you for the doors that the Lord's opening. And we are trying to walk through them. And what a time to be alive. Was that a show yesterday? I'm sorry if I pat myself on the back. That was a show with Russ Dizdar. And then the guys told me today after, you know, I was on my cell phone doing the show off my cell phone live out there at the Earthworks. And so as soon as the show was over, I turned the phone off. Mel was there with me and Tom Dunn was there with me. And so I turned the phone off. And then those guys tell me this morning that they stayed in what we call the queue, which those of you who are watching the show, you can see right now there are 26 people. There are going to be more that are going to be in here, I'm sure. Right now there are 26 people. When we, who are actively in the queue, who can come in at any time and talk and offer their opinion or ask a question. And usually it gets up about 50. The audience will grow a little bit as Jared, people log on, Jared lets them in. But after the show's over, the people that are in the queue remain in the queue. And we have discussions back and forth. And they said that they went on for an hour with Russ yesterday, to almost 9 o'clock, that they had a discussion. And I said when I first came down here this morning and logged onto the computer, guys, listen, you can say what you want to, tinfoil hat, you can call it whatever you want to. That Dizdar boy, he knows some stuff. He knows some stuff.
Amen.
And I don't know how anybody could listen to him and think he's crazy. I mean, you know, he goes to Greek and he goes to Hebrew and he goes to, oh my, he's amazing. Yeah, Mark, come on in here real quick.
I was just saying, yeah, it was a great show. I think what I took away is it's all about the blood. We got Russ's opinion on things, some of his beliefs, not just his facts that he teaches. He actually believes that the blood is alive. And when we carry our spirit, so to speak, and our blood, he talked about our DNA. I even opened up a discussion about the pineal gland. So it was an amazing conversation. I wish we could have recorded it. Jared, can we record after shows? I had to ask.
That would be dangerous for Mark Trump and Russ Dizdar to spend too much time together in the same room. You know what? One of the things that I got from it yesterday, I really did. It did. You know, you have an understanding, but yet you don't really get it. You know, they call it that red pill moment. I had a red pill moment yesterday. I really did. When we were standing out there in the middle of that circle, and folks, if you haven't seen that, you just gotta see it to appreciate it. Standing out there in the middle of that circle, and Russ is talking about being charged. He uses that word locked. That there is charged, and then all of a sudden, boom! It made sense to me. I said, you know what? In fact, I said it on the show, but it was either a deeper meaning than I was able to communicate to you. That is, that spot that I was standing on yesterday is a hot spot. It's a 5G tower to the heavens. It's a place like where they would want to, if you wanted to plug into the world, you would need a place to plug in. Like right around here, I got electrical sockets over here in my studio. I call it a studio. Over here in the studio, I have electrical sockets. You have them right where you are. In fact, your phone might be plugged into one. And it's amazing because when your phone runs out of energy, you can't just say, well, let's get some more energy. What do you have to do? You have to go plug it in somewhere. That's what that circle mound is. It's a 5G pad. It's where the forces are able to gain access in and out. And then I said yesterday, Tom Dunn, that if we were really, really serious about this thing, we'd bulldoze that place to the ground. We'd bulldoze it down. If we really believe that the demonic powers were using that as a power surge, Christians would bulldoze that place down. But see, they won't let us bulldoze it down because of history. Well, the history appears to me to be somewhat demonic. And could it be that a lot of the evil things we're dealing with them because they have these, dare I say it, these plug-in pads all around the earth? What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I just know it's a lot of blood in that area, probably from the history of it. And that right there is how it's charged. You say it's charged. It's charged through all of their rituals and the blood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just thinking about all these places around Earth that are hot spots, like you said, and the amount of blood that's been shed, and God sees that. I mean, can you imagine the way it looks to him?
No, I can't.
I mean, he knows every baby, every sacrifice, and that's what you get when you go to a place like that, is you're a part of that spiritual history, because we're spirit beings.
You know, so, Mark, I was just thinking, this just popped into my head, and I'm going to put the file away. When we do all hands on deck or whatever we're calling that event, the national event here in June, we're going to go to the mounds. We're going to go to the mounds so people
can see. Why not? There's plenty of room.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And we can circle around there and see exactly what it is we're talking about, man. Hey, listen, I want to move on, but I want to clean up some things. Anybody have anything else that they want to say about yesterday's show or the Nephilim or, dare I say it, tinfoil hats? Anything at all about that? Because, again, you can laugh at me all you want. And I'm going to tell you something. You laugh at your own peril. If you don't think that stuff is real, if you don't think evil is real, and if you think that the devil and his demons are just flying around with red tails and horns and a pitchfork, dude, you are greatly deceived. And it would explain to all of us, if that's our understanding of evil, then it would explain to us why evil is, pardon me, kicking our ass. Yes.
Hey, coach.
Can I say ass? We're kicking our donkey.
Right. Our tuchus. You can say the Hebrew word. It's fantastic. It was a fantastic show yesterday. And this stands, just like Jared had said before, this is not, that thing was not done for aesthetic purposes. Okay? It was done for a reason. We just haven't completely defined the reason. Maybe we have, but we still can't really conceive of it because we can't do anything about it in that instance. It's something beyond the power that we have.
Amen, brother. It's an otherworldly power. Vic, come on in.
If you have any doubt about the Giants, just wait till the guy that's 13, 26, or 39, or 52 foot tall is going to try and take a swipe at you. Then you'll understand, and yesterday's show will fit right in.
Men's hearts failing them for fear of the things coming upon the earth. I don't care if you don't even think, or have never even thought, or don't even care about the return of the Giants. That's a whole different issue. The fact is that these disembodied spirits are flying all around us, and we don't have an understanding of that, to me is pretty amazing. Jared, as you're sitting there, pull up Ephesians 1, Jared. This is my scripture for the day. Hey, don't forget, I'm going to hear the Watchman in Texas next week, and I put an appeal out. Now, you guys are not a very good class. You are not very good class. Children, listen. I ask you, if you were coming and you were going to serve on the altar crew, please send me an email. Two people did. And I know there are more coming than that, right? And I have to put a list on there so that you can get a free ticket to get in. And Grandpa's going to say one more time, if you're going to be there and help serve on our ministry team at Hear the Watchman, please send me an email. That's not that hard to do. Say, Coach, I'll be there. just so that I make sure that when we get there, there's your names on the list. Now, I'm going to sit back today, and I'm going to watch and see how many emails I get. All right? So that's coming up next week. We're going to be in Dallas. Wow, I can't believe that. And then don't forget Occupy 2019. I had John Diamond. I sat in for Bradley Dean yesterday on his show, and I had John Diamond on the band. That's going to be a lesson with here. We've got Bradley Dean's going to speak twice. Dizdar's going to speak three times. Tom Dunn. Oh, my goodness. Mark Trump. Mark Harrington. David. It's going to listen. Pastor Mike Spaulding. I'm just going off the top of my head. And folks, listen, this is going to be a different one. It's going to be a different one. Because it's not, you know, it's not going to be, what's the word? Everything is so, when you go to many of these, most of these conferences, everything is so sensational. The stars, and they're lining up, and Israel, and God bless all that. But I'd say this, yeah, the stars are aligning. What are we going to do? That's our conference. And you don't have to do anything. But we know that the scripture tells us very clearly that we are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Here's an issue that I know I'm dealing with right now. Some of you are scared. You're not scared of the information. You're scared that we're going to guilt trip you into applying the information. You come to the conference, and you're going to be equipped with practical information that you can take out on your daily walk. Now, you can do that, or you can study the giants. You can study the Mayan Indians. You can study Israel. You can study the stars. Or you can figure out how you, as a Christian, are going to apply and walk out your faith right here and right now, which, by the way, is what I believe the Lord would want you. So if you're a little bit hesitant about signing up because you say, ooh, that stuff makes me nervous. I don't have the confidence to do it. Well, then just come and gather the information. Maybe somewhere down the road, you're going to be needed to, you will be able to give information to somebody else who wants to apply it. Please come and join us. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful event. And remember, if you do come to Occupy and you're going to get a hotel, you have to tell them when you register at the hotel that you are part of the Occupy event. It saves you $30. Per night on your hotel room. And if you don't tell them that, they're going to tell you that it's sold out. All right? Come and join us. I'm in Ephesians today, okay? I got part tinfoil hat. I got some good stuff to share with you. It is kind of a flea flicker Friday, but as I always say, I call it a flea flicker Friday and never go to it. I'm in Ephesians chapter 12. By the way, Jared's made some changes here on the webpage now, and he just told me that, so I'm trying to keep up with the changes. I used to have to click on Jared. Now he said if I just click on the presentation of the show, that all the information is going to be right there with me. So I'm in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. This is what the Lord gave me. In fact, you ought to read all of Ephesians 1 because it's really, really good. In fact, everything, as we read these things, folks, please remember this. There weren't any chapters. All right? It's a letter. Paul's writing a letter to the believers at Ephesus. He didn't say chapter 1 and chapter 2. Somebody else put all that in there. When you write a letter, you don't put line 1, line 14, line 17, right? Well, that's what they've done here. That the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That, boy, that would preach right there. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ would give unto you a spirit of revelation, spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's what we tried to do yesterday. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The stuff that the Lord has given to us, what do you do with that? That your eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know and understand what this whole thing is about and the power that has been given to us. Verse 19. I'm sorry, the 18. Let's do 18 again. That the eyes of your understanding, your eyes be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, through the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Do you see this? That your eyes of the understanding would be light. You'd understand not only what's available to you, but how to operate in that power that's available to us. That's where the church is dropping the ball. We don't even know the power, nor do we know how to appropriate the power. We don't know what to do. 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. What did he do? He set him at his own right hand in those heavenly places. Far above what? All that stuff we talked about yesterday. Far above it. He's way above all the principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world that's coming. And he's put all things under his feet and gave to be the head of all things. He's the head of all things. To the church, which is his body. Uh-oh. I thought it was his bride. To the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. He's given this power to us individually to operate through the body. Go to the next verse, Jared. Remember, no chapter break. And you hath he quickened. You're quickened. You were dead in your trespasses and your sins, but no more. Where in time past you walked according to the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which we saw yesterday at the Nephilim Mounds. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He says you used to walk in that spirit. That's what you used to be walking around, acting like all them other fools, but you aren't anymore. Because your eyes are being enlightened that you may know the riches of his glory. Oh, my goodness. Among whom also we all have our conversation in times past in the lust of our own flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath. That's where we were, just like all the others. Ah, God who is rich in mercy. Was great love wherein he loved us. Even when Mark Trump was dead in his sins, God quickened him. He quickened David Arthur, and he quickened Roger Weaver, and he quickened Victor Alcaraz, and he quickened me. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. In his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's a gift to God. We're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath both before ordained that we should walk in them. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'll keep going on. Isn't that something? Isn't that encouraging? Are the eyes of your understanding being enlightened? Jared, let's go back to that. Where was that? 18. Got me coughing, Vic. This is happening, folks. It's happening to us all the time. If you're connected here to Q, it's happening to you. The eyes of your understanding. Highlight that, Jared, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, not hope, not think, not guess, not wonder, that you may know what is the hope of his calling for you, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And isn't it amazing? Revelation 21:8 says that the fearful and the unbelieving. Right there it is. Fearful and the unbelieving. All right, that's our verse for the day. Any responses? Nope.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
That's all one sentence.
It's all one sentence, isn't it?
That's where we need to win right there. Mm. It's not future. It's not past. It's right now.
Coach. It's is right now. Is. I felt such power. I felt such power and authority yesterday out there where we prayed up real good. You know, hang on. I'm sorry. We prayed up really good up there because L.A. had warned me about that, and Russ had warned me. He said, Coach, that's charged territory, man. You're walking on their 5G. You're walking right on their electrical pad. They own that. You got to be careful. I'm telling you, I felt such power and authority there yesterday. Somebody come on in.
Yeah, you know, cool. That being just one sentence, it kind of emphasizes the fact that when you receive a message from the Word of God, that that message is more than a snippet. That message has meat around it.
Mm. It sure does. Has meat around it. Amen, brother. Amen. And it also lets you know that your eyes can be enlightened and you can receive those messages from the Lord. Go ahead, Vic.
Hey, Coach, you were in a dangerous area, but the thing was that you were draped in the Spirit and they wouldn't even attempt to come after you. But if you weren't, those things would have been jumping on you like little mosquitoes or whatever, just trying to suck that blood out of you.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that's what Russ teaches, and that's what. I believe it. I felt great power.
So I got something to think about here. So
okay,
the North America was owned by the heathen. Okay, it was owned by the heathen. The Indians were heathen. Okay, mm-hmm. Pagan. They were cannibals. They ate each other. Literally, they sacrificed, especially down south. So here comes Protestant Christian America. We sweep through this land. Okay. The power of the Holy Spirit sweeps through. We civilize it. We bind all that stuff down. That site has been dormant for 300 years, 200 years. Okay. Now, you start pulling the Holy Spirit out. You start pulling Christianity out of the public square. What's going to happen?
Mm.
What's going to happen?
That's what we're seeing, isn't it? Huh? Something's
going to pull apart. The chains, it gets unchained. And it can.
Einstein said that darkness is nothing but the lack, is the absence of light. And that's exactly what this is. Darkness is nothing but the absence of light.
That's right.
And so when light is retreating, darkness is coming in and it's defeating. Coach, the thing that came to mind when you were out there yesterday was the book of Acts, where the seven sons of Sceva. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Coach, I know. But the reason why nobody wants to go out there is because them devils, man, they'll jump all over them.
Amen. Well, they didn't jump on Tom Dunn. I appreciate Tom Dunn coming down there. And they didn't jump all over Mel. I appreciate Mel coming down there because we walked in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, brother. There's no doubt about it.
I think Dale just said that darkness is the absence of light. Darkness never defeats light. Darkness simply replaces light when light has left the scene.
That's right. Darkness throws light, throws darkness out. That's right. That's right. So we have that authority there for sure. For sure. Hey, Jared, go to my Facebook page. Anybody else real quick?
Hey, Coach.
Yes,
Nick. Now we know that Fox has sold out. They just hired Ryan.
They're sold out. Listen. I tell people this. Just turn. I don't even watch them. Don't watch them. Boycott.
Don't look at it.
Don't give them. Fox News is nothing more than a pressure valve. That's all they do. We think, oh, boy, Hannity's in control. Woo! Boy, Tucker got him tonight, didn't he? Boy, he got him. Hey, don't believe that, man. Turn it off.
You see what Hannity did to Roy Moore, right? Forget about it.
Yep, that's right. Turn it off, man. Turn it all off. Okay. Go ahead.
Can I go back to Ephesians for just a second here? You know, Ephesians is a pretty long letter. And 35 times in that letter, Paul refers to being in Christ or in heavenly places or in him. Mm. He never says looking at, close to, or around.
Mm. Mic drop. In Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. And nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the grace of the Son who died, gave himself for me. The life I now live, it's his life, it's not my life. He's in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Isn't that something? Well, we can't even conceive of that. Hey, listen, I got a little bit of an ornery side on me today. I want to show you some ornery things. I think they're spiritual, but I think ornery. So if you bear with me a little bit. I asked Jared to jump on my Facebook page and pull the Facebook page up there for me. And I ought to be doing the same thing. Oh, I got to get to that here in a second, Jared. Folks, listen, I want to show you. This clip right here. The two women, Jared. See, folks, listen. It's one of the points I made yesterday. We can laugh all we want, okay? We cannot believe all we want. But I want you to know something. That the God haters, they believe it. The demonic, they believe it. You understand something? They believe it. And they're doing everything they can to serve their God. Now, this is a clip. This is about 2 minutes and 10 seconds. You tell me that there isn't something demonically seriously wrong in this video. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Two women. You got to watch and listen. Go ahead.
Extreme biohazard. Data from the deeper, denser dimensions. And so it is an extreme biohazard to make justifications for parasitism.
That's true.
It isn't okay. Friends, we have enough humans on the planet. We don't need any more humans. It is not okay for women to have babies and stop contributing to the process under the pretense that they're doing a good thing by staying home and raising children. We don't need children. If you find yourself pregnant, there are options, and you can have an abortion. No babies. Cut off the baby factories. We have 7.5 billion with a B humans on the planet. That's too much. The actual ideal amount seems to be under 1 billion. That's under true. 1 billion. We have 7.5 billion. No babies. Women who have babies and stay home to raise them should not be viewed as doing a good thing. That's not a good thing. It's completely not what the situation calls for at all. I'm sorry. Find another way to contribute and be valued. That's not a good way. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jared, you can cut it off. I think she's getting ready to run for Congress as a Democrat. Not sure, but I think that's what's going on. And don't laugh at this. Don't laugh at this. These folks are serious. They're serious. Serious as a judge. Hey, Jared, go ahead and play a little bit more. You watch that broad, oh, bad word. I'm sorry. You watch that beautiful young lady in the blue. You watch her eyes. You tell me. Go ahead, Jared. You tell me there ain't something crazy going on.
For goodness sakes, don't go. That has become the religion of the 21st century.
That's
Western
true.
Medicine has. And those people in white coats hold themselves up as priests. They're saying that they know what's true. And often what they say is absolutely crazy until we start to follow the money, do a little bit of forensic accounting, and discover that, oh, they have a financial interest in that Alzheimer's care facility.
It's amazing, huh? It's amazing! I tell you, I'm feeling my oats a little bit today. I'm going to show you some stuff today that... I'm sorry about the cough. That's really weird. I can't do much about it. Let me give you another one. Yeah, go. Come on in. Yeah.
Coach, what's that Vettel syndrome with the hands and all that stuff? Are they summoning demons or what?
Well, brothers, they're doing something, aren't they, Vic? I don't know what it is, but they're doing something. And whatever it is they're doing, they believe. See, listen, just because you believe something doesn't make it true. And just because we believe that demonic stuff is fake doesn't make it true. They believe it. They believe it. And that same spirit you saw in that woman is the same one that's in the abortion clinic. It's that spirit of feminism. It's that spirit, that Jezebel spirit, right? Listen, anybody... Listen to me. If you don't want to have children, you have an antichrist spirit. Because what did he tell us? Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That's what he told us to do, right? He said children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. It's his reward. And anybody or anything that's telling you that you shouldn't have children, that's the spirit of antichrist. That's not the spirit of God. It's everywhere we look in our culture, in our society. Folks, It's in the church. Okay, Lord, I'm going to go there. Okay. You sitting down? Y'all sitting down there a minute before we get there? Because this one came to me. Been having a battle with some of the people that think that we compromise because of the heartbeat bills and all that kind of stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to give any credence or any, I'm not going to give any track. Let me ask you something. Somebody out there helped me out. They said, you can't support the heartbeat bill because that's not protecting all babies. If you try, you know, if you're going to protect, if you're not going to protect them all, then don't protect any of them. That's their attitude. And so they call those of us who believe in trying to save as many as we can, as soon as we can, compromisers, yada, 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 yada. So I just, this question came to me. I'm going to ask you this. Can somebody out there help me out? When does life begin?
Hey,
somebody help me out? Can somebody help me out? When does life begin?
Life begins at conception, Coach.
At conception? At conception? So the moment the egg and the sperm come together, that is a human being. Does everybody agree with that?
It's a moment of creation. There's no death involved whatsoever.
Okay, cool. Hold on. Come on. Are you sitting down? You sitting down? What's the pill do? What does the birth control pill do?
It undoes everything that you've done.
There's one thing that it does. Does anybody know what it does? The main thing the birth control pill does.
The birth control pill disallows the implantation when the two come together into the uterus.
So in other words, so Dale, when those two come together, a human life is formed. And all the birth control pill is a chemical abortion. Does anybody think I'm wrong? Anybody think I'm wrong on that?
That's correct, Coach, because all it does is make the womb a place just to flow out of.
Yeah.
It makes the womb hostile.
Makes it hostile. So somebody help me out here.
The womb becomes a murder. If
people say that I'm a sellout because I don't want to protect babies that don't have a heartbeat yet, if they think I'm a sellout because of that, what about those same people letting babies be aborted by the pill?
Amen, Coach.
Don't they want to save all babies?
No, Coach. No, they don't. You know why? I just found this out. 1973, they passed the HMO Act that allowed hospitals to be for profit. And that's the whole thing. It's profit. Profit is the whole thing that's screwing all this up.
Well, but Vinny, you're missing the book. It's always about profit. It's always about profit.
Not for us, brother.
Listen, if I believe life begins at conception, if that's really my belief, and I really believe that to not protect every baby, then I ought to be fighting that to make birth control illegal. Somebody Amen. Point out where I'm wrong. Somebody
Amen. Point out where I'm wrong. Dead on, brother.
Huh? So, because see, it's always about incrementalism. It's always about it, right? And I wonder, I'm just sorry, Lord, I'm going to say it. I wonder how many of those people called me a sellout because I'm for the heartbeat bill. I wonder how many of them are on the pill.
Amen.
Coach, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop right there.
It is. Coach, Governor Bryant just signed it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So then that's one state. And then right there on the sideline, you have other states. Kentucky, right there where Bobby Lee wants to go, that's going to be the next battleground because they're threatening to do the same thing. So as one goes, all Vic, other goes.
Vic, I'm sorry. The battleground is the those religious abolitionists, those who, you understand what I'm saying? See, the pro-life movement, whatever you call that, they're fighting amongst themselves. They're fighting each other, not fighting against the devil. Okay, let me show you something else here.
Coach, something
else. Yes.
Yeah, listen, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. And so the true fact of the matter is that, like, I'll just use Mississippi for an example that has one abortion clinic left in the whole state. That didn't get winnowed down to one clinic based on any law that any governor signed.
That's right.
It shut down because the Church of Jesus Christ showed up at the gates of hell. And because of that, the gates of hell could not prevail.
They couldn't prevail against it. So here's what I'm going to say, okay? Because I know what right-wing watch and those people are going to put up there. Coach Dave comes out for criminalization of birth control. No, no. All I'm saying is if your argument is going to remain consistent and you aren't against the heartbeat bill, then you have to be against contraception. You have to be for making contraception illegal. Because help me again, Pastor Dave. Well, wait a minute. Hey, Jared, let's go back to our stuff real quick so that way everybody knows that I'm standing on some solid ground here, Jared. Pull up where it says the pill, Jared. Click on that just so we know that I'm not making this up. When a dirty little secret, birth control pills kill unborn children. This is at ChristianAnswers.net. A dirty little secret in the pharmaceutical world is that the pill, if taken in a certain way, can actually work after conception by preventing the embryo from implanting on the uterine wall. Let me ask you something. Aren't little babies that haven't attached themselves yet, aren't they worthy of protection? Isn't that incrementalism? Are you for the complete abolition of killing children? Well, come on, dude.
Well, Coach, yeah. I'll take it a step further because we can even put the pill to the side. It goes back to the heart of man. Watch this. And let's just be real. Rhythm, planning a family, using condoms. All of those things are totally against the will of God because we're choosing when we're going to start a family. We're choosing. And that's not the plan, and nor is it the order of God.
Dale, we're blocking. Remember, the fruit of the womb is whose reward, Dale? Whose reward is the fruit of the womb?
Lord's reward.
It's the Lord's reward. So
when we say we're going to plan, we're going to use rhythm, we're going to use this. Oh, I'm not using the pill, but you got a witchcraft, antichrist spirit when you decide when you're going to control and have a family.
Oh, Dale, that's so good. That's so good. And see, we don't want to hear it, do we? We hate it when our own hypocrisy is pointed out, right? We hate it. But it's the truth. It's that same spirit right there. The idea, well, we want sex without consequence. And so we stand out, I'm talking to me now. I stand out on a street corner at the abortion clinic condemning people for killing their unborn child, and I don't condemn people who kill them through birth control. Anybody else see any hypocrisy there other than me? Yeah, I do. I do.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that Mississippi is the poorest state in the union, and they're leading the charge to shut this mess down. What's that tell the rest of us, man?
What does that tell us, brother? What's that tell us? And again, it's going to come back to the same thing, right? It's whether or not we want to do anything about it, we want to fight about it, whether we want to stand up. It's in our hands. Hey, Jared, start scrolling down to the bottom of my page because I want to show you something. If you are on my page, I just got something. Just on my own page. I thought I had it up there sooner than I do. There it is. Yeah, Jared, keep going on down. Because I wanted you guys to watch. Yeah.
Because as you're going there, I was reading in the comments with Dustin saying, yes, there are these contraception pills that don't do this. They actually block the egg and the ovary. And there's people that are against it. But I'm going back to, let's go a little deeper. I'm talking about people who are trying to manipulate when going to start families. I'm telling you, that comes to the root of the heart of man. It is the wickedness in the heart of man.
It is. It's a heart issue, right? Remember, Jared, back up. There, you had it. The heart is deceitful, right there. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Okay, now, boys, I'm going to show you some courage here, okay?
Hey, Coach, can I jump in for just a second?
Please do.
Yeah, so, what I said there, thanks, Dale. My wife and I have been married since 2011, and we've never used anything like that because that was always our heart behind it. We said, when God wants us to have a family, he'll plan it, you know? And
that's right.
We've never used any help or hindrance to God starting our family.
Amen. You understand what we're saying? It's a heart issue, right? Not wanting
to. Amen.
It's a heart issue, baby. It's a heart issue. Okay, folks, I want you to see this. because this is real courage. Here's an example of real courage. This is a Red Rose Rescue. These people, Red Rose Rescues, they're happening all across America, by the way, where pro-lifers are going in, hate to use that term, and they're just sitting down inside the abortion. They're not blocking anybody. They're just going in there. They're sitting in the waiting room. They're handing out flowers, red roses, doing whatever. And I want you to watch the courage of this pastor gets arrested. This Red Rose Rescue. This is courage. Go ahead.
As I explained to you before, that's what they may be telling you. At this time, are any of you plan on leaving this location at this time?
Not if they're going to continue killing babies.
That's right. If they close the facility and no babies die today, then we'll leave. Have patients in there. And if you're the building manager, property manager, again, you know, as long as you have a tenant like Mr. Santangelo, this is going to continue to happen. We're going to peacefully protest and we're going to do what's necessary to make sure that this guy doesn't kill babies anymore. So, sorry for your inconvenience, but the inconvenience is actually caused by this gentleman, or I persistently killed babies and wounded women. If he stops doing that, you'll never see us again. But unless he stops killing babies, we may come here day in and day out, do what they're doing downstairs, come in here, and continue to try to save babies.
Okay. You understand, as I just stated, that they are asking you guys to leave, which they will do in a moment, but you understand that is why we're here now. As I explained before, the authority does not come from us in a private establishment. It comes from the building management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind, just step to your left.
Okay.
Sir, if you could step up here, please. Building management, can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jeff Kivich. I'm the manager of the building, and I'd like to ask you to leave the building, please.
Okay. 2020, can you voice the time for first warning? Copy, 12:17 hours.
Just out of curiosity, can you ask them to leave?
We're gonna deal with you guys right now, and we'll go from there.
Sure, okay? I'm just curious. Okay. You know, the property manager can ask them to leave, though, right?
I understand what you're asking.
You could do the same thing for them?
At this time, what we're doing is we're dealing with the situation we have right now. So
okay.
We'll do that after.
Sure.
Okay? Okay, Hunter's got
this.
Okay.
She's unidentified.
That's right. Sure, what's your first name again? Sorry.
Henry.
Henry, and your last name is?
Shaver.
Shaver?
Yes, sir.
Shaver or Shaver?
Shaver. Shaver. But I go by Bud. So.
Okay.
If you're asking about my license, I think it says Henry.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the
fruit. Okay, Jared, you can stop it. It just goes on. Henry didn't leave, okay? He didn't leave. They arrested him. He didn't stand outside and hold a sign. They abolish human abortion. He went in and said, I ain't leaving. You're going to have to arrest me.
Hey, Coach, I'd like to see what happened if that was a Muslim in there.
I'd like to see that, too. That's right.
You won't see a Muslim in there because they want us killing each other. They want us killing our offspring, brother.
Come on, man. Time we woke up, isn't it? Time we woke up. Boy, oh, boy. Somebody jump in. I'm going to shift gears on you real quick because I'm feeling my oats today. Anybody?
So during World War II concentration camp scenario, you got guys holding signs outside the concentration camp, but then you got guys going inside. Which one did the more righteous thing?
That's right, man. Which one did the more righteous thing?
Skip the soldier. What if a civilian goes inside a concentration camp, escapes, you know, gets all the Jews and they're all out of there, and he throws 2-3 sticks of dynamite in there and blows it up? Is he considered, is that a war crime, or is he a hero now?
what if Jakes or Osteen lined up a few hundred people to go in there with all that money they got and say, hey, let's just form a train. They're gonna arrest you, but I'm gonna bail you out. Let's see if they do something like that. Ain't never gonna happen though.
Yeah, but But Alan, yeah. your point is well taken. We could win this battle tomorrow. We just don't have the courage to do it.
And Amen. Coach, you know that they used to do that early in the day. We would line them up. We'd sit in front of the door. But once they created the face charges, which are federal charges, everybody backed away.
Everybody lost their courage. Everybody lost their courage, right? All of a sudden, our commitments didn't seem quite as deep. When they said, hey, dude, you're going to go to jail for 20 years. Ah, well, maybe those babies aren't that important. Let's just be honest, right? Let's just be honest. Okay,
Wouldn't you have a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment? You know, just go ahead and bend your knee. You can keep worshiping your God. Right. And he said, this Nebuchadnezzar. Right?
You can keep it up. In fact, you can stand outside and hold those. You can hold those signs out there. You can go do that. You can get on Facebook and criticize others. You can do all that kind you want to. Go to jail, 20 years, lose your house. Those babies really aren't dying, I guess. My fault. I was wrong here. I'm talking to me. Okay. I'm going to show you something else. Jared, click on Kenyan government kills children. You think we're not being controlled? How many people were killed in New Zealand? How many Muslims were killed in New Zealand? 44 or something like that. Look at this. Did you hear about this on the news? Kenyan attack, 147 dead as Islamist gunman targets Christian dude. Killed 147 of them in Kenya. Christians, children. I've been on CNN, Fox News. You've been following this story closely on MSNBC, wall-to-wall coverage. Huh? I've been seeing this.
Dave, I just want to ask all those that were killed at the mosque, where's the funerals? Where's all those people being about there betrayed, you know, have this long procession and how guns are bad and everything? Where is the funerals? That's what I want to see.
Okay, Chad. All right. Let me get the hat on here. Okay. You did it. Now you did it. Hey, Jared, go down there and pull up that video. It says, by the way, let's do this real quick, Jared. Go to Podesta in New Zealand. This is Flea Flicker Friday and a little bit of tinfoil hat Friday. How many of you knew that John Podesta was in New Zealand 5 days prior to the shootings at the mosque? Anybody know that? Well, here it is.
I did, actually, Coach.
We could go down there and we could read all this. I could read all this stuff to you, but you can read it yourself. March 14, 2000, New Zealand sustained its deadliest mass shooting in history. Yada, yada, yada. The media identified the target as yada, yada. Strangely, there's a John Podesta connection. Huh, there is? Yeah, go on down, Jared. Yeah, there's a John Podesta connection. Podesta's 70s, a major Democrat honcho. He was Bill Clinton's chief of staff, yada, yada, yada. Well, it just so happened he was in New Zealand 5 days before the mosque shooting. Yeah. To begin New Zealand's mess with the U.S. deep state, being a member of the Five Eyes spy network, powerful intelligence club, yada, yada, yada. So John Podesta was in there 5 days before the mosque shooting. Say, Coach, there you go. There you go. I always got those conspiracy theories. Okay, well, really? All right. Well, here we go. Jared, click on... It says New Zealand whistleblower. I just got this morning. Now, hang on, folks. Listen, take it with a grain of salt. Here's what I started doing, and I would advise some of you to do something. These as well. Some of these controversial videos, which end up off of the internet in a very short period of time, I started filming them on my phone. Now, you say, well, I don't care. I'm a seeker of truth. This has 282 views. This is brand new on the internet. 282 views. This guy gives us his name. At the end, we find out he's found Christ and he's disavowing all the Mission Impossible, disavowing all these things. This is a 2:56 clip. Now, folks, he's going to use the F word, okay? Hold your ears. He's going to use the F word about 3 or 4 times. But he says, well, just listen. Go ahead, Jared.
Okay, I'm going to whistleblow. I orchestrated the Christchurch shooting. I orchestrated
no sound.
It under authority
can't hear it, Jared.
From yes, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and other DNC people.
Can you all hear it okay?
Yeah.
My name's David Anthony Ruck. I'm a CIA deep state agent. I thought I was doing good for people. I thought I was doing good for humanity, but I've come to realize that no. Hillary Clinton is a liar. Podesta is a liar. The orders come from much higher. Obama and going back. There's some real deep, horrible shit going on, and I was caught up in the middle of it, and I apologize. I was a big part of the Christchurch shooting. That's why I'm in Christchurch. That's why I'm a US citizen. That's why I'm under CIA. That is why. That must answer many questions. And before any, this video will get cut off, I already know how the media works. We run the media. Hear this full video. All of the evidence is in the hidden server emails. You will never get the full truth unless you get all of the hidden emails from the Hillary Clinton server. Simple as that. Obama, fuck you. Podesta, fuck you. Hillary Clinton, fuck you. AOC, all you Muppets and puppets, Jacinda Ardern, you bitch, fuck you too. You are the ones that really did this. I was just a puppet. End of fucking story. Research that shit. I already gave you my name. David Anthony Ruck, born 27th of the 6th, 77, in Connecticut. Grew up in New Zealand. Let anything that's classified be unclassified about me. I give full and complete control to the public to see all my records. Please do. And if you don't push to see my full records, you're a fool for humanity's sake. Amen. God bless. I'm a Christian now.
Reaction.
That guy's going to be dead. That guy will be dead probably within a week or so. Okay,
now, is this sensationalism? Should I not be showing this? Could this just be a setup? I don't know. John Podesta's there. Can I do one more thing? How much time I got? 10-4. Huh? See, a lot of you like this stuff. Some of you don't like it. I don't care. So much of what they're telling us isn't true. I got guys that get mad at me because I go talk about the giants at the earthworks. They don't want to believe that. The rest of this dark comes on there and Dominio and goes all these words that we don't even know what's going on. I know he knows what he's talking about, and then we get poo-pooed by churchgoers. Somebody say amen, so I know I'm right.
Amen. Stay in the spirit, amen. Coach. Amen. Stay in the spirit.
I'm in it, brother. I'm in it. Okay, Jared, click on the Nest of Pedos. Nest of Pedos. It's another art. I saw this morning about made me puke.
And Coach, while you're going to there, the reason why is because the church people is like in the ocean. They like body surfing and surfboard, and they don't realize in order to see the life in the ocean, you're going to have to go deep. And so you got Russ Dizdar and all these people. They go deep into the word. And so instead of receiving it and learning from it, they'd rather just stay on their surfboards.
That's what they would like to do, Dale. Now, I'm not going to read this whole article, nor do I have time to. Church pedophiles and child sex trafficking now intersect by the thousands. We don't want to believe this stuff, see? Now, I'm not going to read it. Jared, here's what I want you to do. Just scroll down through it, Jared, and he makes about five different points. And I want us to stop everyone. He talks about started on. Look, stay right there a minute, Jared. Go up just a little bit, buddy. I'm sorry. You could just read this paragraph alone. Let's put this in perspective. 2018, Pennsylvania diocese released 301 predator priests, 1,000 victims. Then they went on to another one in New Jersey. 180 priests. Then the Houston Chronicle says 20 years of abuse in the Southern Baptist Convention with 700 victims. Louisville, 48 priests. It goes on and on and on and on with this pedophile sex stuff that's going on right before our eyes, and we don't want to believe it. Continue on down, Jared. then have an interactive map. There's an interactive map. It's showing you where all this stuff's going on. And everybody's getting caught. Go on down, Jared. Keep going on down. Okay, here we go. Pope Francis says accusers are friends of relatives. If you're accusing the church, you are a friend or a relative of the devil. The Pope is now saying about people who are accusing those who are being dangled by religious leaders. Go on down, Jared. Keep on going. Keep on going. It's a good article. You got to read it. Judge of Vatican's highest appellate court, official of the Vatican Embassy in D.C. and Vatican diplomat, is a child sex abuse and child pornographer. Keep on going down, Jared. Keep going down. Okay, five cases detailing church's involvement with child molestation. Here's five cases. Case number one, Ohio pastors, churches. Go on down, Jared. Let's go to the next case. It's everywhere. Nine clergy and deputies arrested in sex abuse of 2 dozen children involving satanic rituals. Oh, it isn't true. It's not true. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Case three, a nest in northern Kentucky. Former judge sentenced to 20 years for human trafficking, rape, sodomy, 19 victims, 7 juveniles, plus an attorney, 2 church officials, and others. Go on, Jared. No, this isn't going on. This isn't going on. No, no, none of this stuff's going on there. Nope. Oh, Baptist Church hires famous child molester pastor to make money. Go to the next one, Jared. Case number five. Let's go on down through it. We're running out of time. Boise priest sentenced to 25 years. Desires of murder, Satanism, and sex with children. Go to the next one, Jared. Oh, no, this isn't real. No, no, no. I said, no. Podesta, no, that's not real. That's not all made up. They're not doing that stuff. They're not doing that stuff. Look at this. Wait a minute, Jared. What's this? Oh, this is just a small sampling. Former Fayetteville pastor faces 142 charges. Grace Baptist pastor faces charges. Dallas area pastor. Homosexual Lutheran pastor. Deacon in child porn charged with former school worker. Police arrested pastor. First United Methodist Church. Willow Creek paid $3.2 million over sex abuse charges. Pastor sexually abused children in homes. Former Baptist church director. On and on and on. Because boys and girls. Hey, there's a devil loose. There's a devil loose. And that devil is pornography that is feeding untold stuff in the minds of men. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, let's put this in perspective for just a second here, because we all know that for the most part, the American criminal justice system and court system is a tool of Satan. Now, if Satan's own tool is able to pull out and prosecute these cases, this is just the tip of the iceberg that happens to get through Satan's defenses.
Larry, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You just, where do you get your news, Larry? Alex Jones. Look, you see what, you see where we are? You see what's going on? And the saddest thing, which I wrote about yesterday, by the way, on my comment, I didn't even get a chance to get around to that. Is you really don't understand. You really don't understand. Most churchgoers have no clue what's going on around us, the depth of the darkness and the depth of the evil. And we go yesterday to one of the hot spots of it. Oh, that coach is crazy. He's talking about giants. I'm not talking about them. The Bible did.
Coach, they're incurious. That's what they are. They're incurious about it.
That's Fox. They want to watch Fox News. See, they want to spend all their time trying to defend Judge Jeanine, as if that matters, as if Judge Jeanine Pirro has anything to do with anything. But they constantly do this stuff to us. See, we think, oh, we get all, I'm going to boycott Fox if they don't let Judge Jeanine back on. I don't know when I ever watched Judge Jeanine. She has zero impact in my life. And if she has impact in your life, you better ask yourself why. Because they're all there for a reason, folks. All of them are there for a reason. Open your eyes, man. What was that? That the God of our, what's that say? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. one of the riches of the glory of his inheritance in sin, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sent him in his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Wow. God bless you. We'll see you Monday morning.